This is a time when you are assuming power. You may or may not be aware of it, but as you are looking at the, what would we say, the rules that your culture is based on, you are now pulling the ones out that do not make any sense. And as you pull them out, and it takes a while to do this, but as you pull them out and look at them, then you are able to say, this is not a true thing, and this is not something I am going to be responsible for. Now, why this is so challenging is because of your training in people-pleasing, and your training in making everyone happy, and your training in being the perfect person. Now, while you know that all of those things are wrong and that they do not serve you or anyone else for that matter, to actually look and see what someone is expecting of you that is wrong, and to be able to look at that and inside of yourself, of course, as you do not wish to be sacrificed, but inside of yourself, looking at that and saying, that is a wrong expectation. That is not something that makes sense, given who I am and what I am doing here. That is a thing I do not choose to make real in my life. And this is where you become both powerful and a threat. So we should tell you about both of those aspects, because as you are able to do that quietly but with great certainty, this is not what I am here to do. You are saying these are the four things I should do, and I am not going to do them. And when you can do that in yourself, in peace, without all of the worry, without all of the fear of judgment, and particularly without all of the old shame, but from the center of yourself, knowing what is true and knowing what is real and knowing what is valid, you look at the demand and you say, no, I will choose what I do, and I will do it well. But when all of this other is coming in and pushing on me, I am going to exercise my right to say, that is not mine. Now, perhaps you need to fill out a form or make an excuse or do whatever you need to do. But you are no longer embracing the things that are not yours. And when you come to that place, you are moving, whether you know it or not, into a place of great power. Because the lie no longer controls your truth. Let us say that again. The lie no longer controls your truth. You know when you are integrating this, when you are able to peacefully identify the lie. And again, that takes a while, because initially we are upset and battling and raging and doing all of that. But after a while, there comes the time of great peace when someone says, this is what you should do, and this is the way you should do it, and this is the way you should be. And you take a deep breath, and inside of yourself, what resonates through your entire being is no. The person who knows what is right for me, what is the right thing to do, what is valid, what is true, the person who knows that for me is me. And that, we believe, you will find as you think about it for a while, is probably the most threatening thing to a patriarchal culture. When the women in that culture begin to understand who they are and begin to make choices about what they are going to do, what they are not going to do. And they are making those choices in peace, not in upset and turmoil, but in peace. Now, we do not have to perfect this immediately, of course, but we want you to feel in your body what that would be like, that no matter what you heard, no matter what the demand, your energy would move into your heart, to the wisdom and truth of your heart, and would say, this is what we will do because it matches us, because it is valid for us, and this is what we will not do. And as you begin to do that more, you will become more powerful, and, of course, you will become more threatening, which is the important thing about being calm in doing what you are doing. More importantly, being calm in knowing what you are knowing. Be calm in knowing what you are knowing. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Feel the blue of peace all around you, and feel the power of the peace, and breathe it into your body, and exhale fear. And feel a gentle, warm rain falling around the outside of your body. Feel it washing away troubled thoughts. Let it wash across your shoulders and down your back, and wash away your burdens. And feel the rain wash over your trunk, to relieve any energy that might have caught around your heart. Feel the rain wash away anything that might have caught in the throat center, anything spoken to yourself or others that needs to be washed away. Let that happen. And feel yourself lighter and more free than you were before. Become aware of the flame of your spirit that burns in your heart, and watch that flame illuminate the landscape of your heart, and see the places where you are growing and thriving. And see the places that may still be in shadow, and let the light of your spirit illuminate those places. Places that you can understand and send compassion and patience and loving kindness to. And if old wounds are illuminated, let your spirit send those places healing. For it is time for healing. See the places in your heart where you nourish water that you drink, energy that you take into yourself that makes you whole and happy. And let the crown open. And the golden light of the universe begin to flow down into your crown to open you to the abundance of life in all of its beauty, in all of its forms. Let the golden light touch your third eye to awaken your intuitive abilities, to awaken what makes you strong, and what allows you to know what is true for you and to hold that truth in peace. Let the universe's blessings come down into your throat so that, remember, the communication of the universe to you is only love and only wisdom and support and caring about who you really are. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center and feel the heart expand and grow and know that the universe sends you joy. Without reservation, without demand. Because the nature of the heart is to hold joy. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into your solar plexus. And let the golden light begin to move away those damaging emotions that come from darker places. Know that you do not need to carry those. They have nothing to teach you, and there is nothing to be gained by holding them. So let them go. And let the golden light fill the places where those emotions were before. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light gently displace the shame and the judgment that comes from the old patterns and the old demands. And feel the freedom of the knowledge that you hold within you, the power to cleanse anything that comes through your life without holding it, without judging it, without making it difficult. See the power of the waterfall in the second center, washing away anything you do not wish to carry forward. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the room. And feel all of the energy from all of the other centers communicating with the energy in your root so that you know how to walk, to create, to make the life you truly want to live. And feel the energy body sing with the joy of union between what you know, what you hold, and what you do. Now see that a path extends from your heart and moves upward. And as you move upward on that path, see that there is a plateau. And the universe has left you a gift there. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.